972-283-4974.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
A lot of times the words that they use are not the original words. So see, let me just kind of say, Israel wasn't borrowing. See, when you borrow something, you spoke it back. No, God said they spoiled. He gave them such favor that the Egyptians gladly gave them. Please just leave us. Take whatever you want. God has so broken them that they gave everything they desired, and they left out, the Bible says, with a high hand. They didn't leave out broke. They didn't leave out sick. They didn't leave out any kind of way. They left out with a high hand. They had spoiled the enemy. Tell somebody, God's about to give you some favor. Amen. Do you believe that this morning? The set time of favor has come. And so we see every time in the scripture that God declared a time of favor, something changed. In Esther chapter 5, get to the book of Esther, right after Nehemiah. Esther chapter 5, you know Nehemiah? Esther chapter 5, and I'll start in verse 1. Now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house, over against the king's house. And the king sat upon the royal throne, his royal throne in the royal house, over against the gate of the house. And it was so, when the king saw Esther, the queen, standing in the court, that she obtained favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. Haman had orchestrated, or was orchestrating, a genocide to destroy all the Jews. But Esther had people fast with her and pray with her, and she said, you know what? If I perish, I perish, but I'm going to see the king. And because she made up her mind and had that degree of resolve, tell somebody, she found favor. I'm here to tell you this morning, when you make up your mind, whatever it takes, I'm going to serve God. Whatever it takes, I'm getting through this. Whatever it takes, I'm going to subdue this. Whatever it takes, I'm going to fulfill my destiny. When you have that type of resolve, guess what? Change is going to come. And somehow favor is going to come to you. We all love the story of the three Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace. I want you to see, though, after they stood against the decree of Nebuchadnezzar and the fire had no authority over them, could not burn them, but rather burned up the enemy that threw them in and burned up the bondages that they were bound with, but didn't burn their turbans or their robes or their skin or anything like that. When they came out, they were promoted by Nebuchadnezzar. Amen. They were elevated. Ultimately, Nebuchadnezzar said, there'll be no other god worshipped other than God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That was ultimately the goal. So see, when you have a resolve to serve God no matter what, amen, when things don't look so good, but you stay the course anyway. See, we don't serve God just because things look good all the time. No, there'll be ups and downs. There'll be valleys and mountains. Amen. There'll be rocky places, all that. But stay the course, because you are blessed and highly favored. When it doesn't seem like it, you're blessed. When it doesn't feel like it, you're still blessed. Why? Because God said it. And I'm here to declare now that now is a set time. It doesn't mean just a moment. Doesn't mean just a day. This is a time. A set time, a kairos. A set time that God has set to favor you. Do you know the word favor means? It's an interesting word in the Merriam-Webster. It means a kind or helpful act that someone does for someone else. It means approval, support, or popularity. It means preference for one person or group over another. It means friendly regard shown toward another, especially by a superior, approving consideration or attention. It means, when we talk favor, it means to be or to one's advantage. When God gives you favor, it's for your advantage. Amen. To one's advantage. Now, when we get into the Hebrew imagery or picture of favor, it simply means this. If I were the Lord and I'm going to show you favor, that means I'm not just sitting on the throne. Let me use pastor here. When God shows us favor, God begins to lean toward us. Amen. Are you following me? That's what it means. God is about to get all up in your situation. Amen. And see, when God's thoughts toward you are not evil. They're for peace. They're for prosperity. So when the set time of favor comes, that means God is leaning towards you. Amen. He's not leaning toward the enemy. He's leaning toward you. Amen. Tell somebody, my time of favor is here. One more example of favor in Luke chapter 1. The book of St. Luke. And let's look at verse number 28. This is when God initiated relationship with Mary and Joseph. It says here in verse 20, and the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. The angel of the Lord, see, when God declares a set time of favor, that angel came and declared a set time of favor to Mary. Something was about to go down. Amen. I'm here to declare to you as the angel of this house that your set time of favor, if you can receive it. I say, if you can receive it, your set time of favor has been initiated, has been activated. Can anybody receive that this morning? We're not here asking for something back. We're here declaring something. We're here initiating something because God has said our set time of favor has come. Amen. Tell somebody right now, expect favor. Expect favor. Stop expecting the worst. Stop expecting disaster. Stop expecting the devil to get busy. Our set time of favor. That's all right. Somebody got happy. That's all right. That's all right. Amen. Amen. That blessed me right there. That's all right. Don't be ashamed. Don't be mad at him. he got happy feet. You know, in Africa, they do that all the time. The children will be just like, they'll be all over while you preach it. But it's a good thing because they had that pure joy. So don't be upset. That's a good thing. That thing blessed me right there. Would to God that we were like some of those little ones. Let me leave you this prophetic word. I've shared this to some degree before, but I want to say this. Give me Jeremiah 8 and verse 7. The word of God declares, yea, the stork in the heaven, know her appointed times. And the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming. What an indictment here. But my people know not the judgment of the Lord. But my people don't always understand, I'll paraphrase, the timing of the Lord. But my people don't always discern the seasons of the Lord. Amen. Devil tries to distract you with all kind of problems. Amen. Amen. All type of pressures. You know, I'm up early in the mornings, and you know, from this early this morning, there was a pressure on me, and I said, the devil is a lie. Amen. But you know what I've discerned and understand down through the years of serving God, whenever pressure's like that, is because breakthrough is imminent. There's something about to happen that the devil wants to get on you and weigh you down and discourage you and try to stop you and close your mouth and get you all sad. That's the time you really shout. That's the time you really break through. He already knows. Get mad at you like he gonna do something. He's under your feet. Keep him there. The stork, birds instinctively know. Monarch butterflies, I've talked about this before. I visited the place where they migrate to, a place called Morelia, Michoacan. It's a place in Mexico. Southwest Mexico, yeah, southwest, way down near Guadalajara. Butterflies migrate there. Millions and millions of them at a particular time of the year, they will migrate all the way there. And that place will be filled with monarch butterflies. They know the time of their migration instinctively. They know. It's like in the north, when winter time's about to set in, certain animals you ain't gonna see. They already know. They already took off. They know, hey, we better get south. Or we gonna be history. Just the ones that are made for the cold stay, right? But God says, my people often miss my judgment, mistake my blessing, my favor, my time. But I have a word of prophecy for you here. The migration towards the fulfillment of your destiny has commenced. Amen. I'll say it again. The migration, you moving from where you at.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City, Florida invites you to join us in prayer for revival. And tune into this station every Sunday at 5:30 a.m. and p.m. for Glorious Day, a program of spiritual edification and encouragement led by our co-pastors.